Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Chaf Hey. After a couple days break, by the Shem, now that it's post-Hanukkah, we'll get back on a regular schedule, Sunday through Thursday, here at the mitzvah shiur at OU.org, broadcast from Yeshiva Reish Yerushalayim, Beit Shemesh, Eretz Yisrael. Okay, says the pasuk that we are up to, Lo Tignovu, Parshat Kedoshim, there are three mitzvos, three los asays in this pasuk. Lo tignovu, do not steal. That's what we discussed last time. Geneva, we could discuss geneva versus gezela, which we'll have in a couple of days. But that was lo tignovu. But the pasuk continues. Velo sachachashu, do not deny. Velo sashakru, and do not lie. Ish ba'amiso, a man against his friend. So these are three separate averas. Lo tignovu, we did, do not steal. Lo sachachashu, that's today, do not deny. And lo sashakru, do not lie again. So what's the difference between the two? So today, we will talk about lo sachachashu, do not denying. What does that mean? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Rashi quotes it also, ala Torah. Shalo nechachesh b'mashehuf kad biyadenu. Not to deny, there's an issur d'araisa to deny something that was given to us to watch. Shepikadon. And the shomer, the Baalim, come and say, can I please have it back? And I say, I have no idea what you're talking about. That is an Isser D'Oraisa. And if we have anything of anybody's, and we deny having it, if I find a lost object, and I pick it up, and somebody says, I heard you found my object, I have it, and I say, I don't know what you're talking about. It's Isser D'Oraisa. Right? All of anything if I have of anybody else's, if it was a pikadon, or if it was an aveda, or anything, or if I owe him money, and I deny owing him money. All of those are included in this Isser Shene'emar V'lo Sachachashu. As it says, do not deny. Uba Apirish Shebemamon Hakasa Medaber. We're specifically talking about monetary issues. I can lie to somebody about everything, about many things, but specifically monetary issues, that's this Isser D'Oraisa. V'loshen Sifra, because after all, this might sound familiar. We did discuss this topic a couple of months ago in Parshas Vayikra, but there it did not say the Isser, it just said the Din. Lefishen Emar V'kicheish Bavanish Baal Shaker. Beforehand, in Parshas Vayikra, it discusses if somebody denies owing somebody money or having somebody's item, so then the Din is he has to bring what's called an Asham Gezelos. So that was the Din, but there was no Isser. We know every time in the Torah that has to be an Azhara and an Onesh. A warning, an Isser, and the Onesh. So here the Onesh was first in Parshas Vayikra. So now we have Azlomanu Onesh Azhar Minayin Tamalomar Velo Sachachashu. Do not deny. Again, the Chinuch says, I don't have to have a separate paragraph for the shorish of this mitzvah. This one is based on logic, and what logic dictates to have a functional society. So therefore, I don't have to mention it. Similar to what he said, yesterday, or last time in Reish Chav Dalet about Geneva. Also, it's a mitzvah that the Seichel is Mechayev. It's part of the mitzvah that the Seichel is Mechayev, the Ramban, in Parshas Vayishlach, which we have quoted in the past, but it's appropriate to quote it again. At this juncture, the Ramban, when he talks about what the mitzvah of Dinim is, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and he quotes the Rambam who says the mitzvah of Dinim is to set up courts to judge the other six mitzvos. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ramban is very against that. The Ramban, in the context of Shechem, says no, it's a much more expansive idea. Says the Ramban, let me just find it. Says the Ramban here, discussing the mitzvah of dinim, he says, V'yaldaiti ha-dinim shamanu b'l'bnei noach b'sheva mitzvah shalahem, einam l'hoshev dayanim b'chol plach u'plach bilvad. Avot tziva osam b'dine geneva v'ona'a v'oshek, not paying your workers on time, v'schar sachir, paying them, v'dine shomrim, laws of being a good watchman, like today's mitzvah, not being a good watchman, v'ones u'mefate v'avos nezikin, Nezek, damages, v'chovel b'chaveiro, v'dinei mal v'velove, mekach u'memkar. All of these are part of a functional, viable society, and that's all included in the mitzvah of dinim, according to the Ramban. So all of those are based on logic. All of those are part of keeping society functioning. People just steal. People just don't pay their workers. People just, interesting, he doesn't put ribbis on the list. That's something that we've touched on in the past. We'll talk about again why ribbis is not, ribbis might be more logical to take ribbis. Is it logical not to take interest? So that's a separate topic, not for now. But all the other ones are on the list. Nezek and wounding and lending money and buying and selling. All of that and is included in dinim, because that's all part of the logical framework of a viable society. And that's what the Chinuch says here. This is also part of that topic. This is also related, we're going to get to later on, the Isser of, there are various issues that have to do with lying, not telling the truth. This is one of them. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us of a city that nobody ever lied. Nobody ever lied in the city. Nobody denied having other people's money, property, or anything else. And the city was called Kushta. Kushta, Tzadik Zayin Amad Aleph, it's unedged. Kushta, kshot, means truthfulness. We say in Brich Shemei, Voraisei kshot, Uduvioi kshot. Right, kshot, that means truthfulness. There was a city, says the Gemara, that nobody ever told a lie. Zimnachadi ikloi lahu asra, vakushta shmei. Right, one of the Amoraim came to the city, that was Kushta. Velavi mishani bidiburayu, nobody ever said mishana, changed their wording at all. Velavi mayas inish me hasam below zimne. Nobody ever died before their time. The Marsha here says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says everybody has a full lifespan, you don't change your word, I don't change my word. Therefore, the Marsha says, Mita Kedeged Mita. Nobody ever died. But before their time. Nesivi Itza Minhon. What happened? Somebody got married to a woman from there. Fahavili Tarta Benin Mina. And he had two sons. A man moved into the community, got married to one of the ladies from the community, and he moved in. Yomachad Havayasva Debisu. One day, his wife was sitting with Kachaifa Resha. She was combing her hair. Maybe it means she was in the shower. Asa Shivavata. Tarfa Adasha, a neighbor came and knocked at the door. Is so-and-so home? Savar, Lavarachara. It's inappropriate for me to say my wife's in the shower. Again, in our day and age, when we're not on this level of not being Mishana any little thing, so if somebody's in the bathroom and they call, so we know, it's not Derech Eretz to say, oh, they're in the bathroom, they'll call you back. We say they're unavailable, they can't come to the phone. But in that city, every little word was measured, everything was exactly true. So, but he said, the guy who moved in didn't know that. Or maybe he did, he wasn't as careful. Lava rechara. Omer lei. Lesa hacha. Sorry, she's not here. She's not home. Shchivu le tarte benin. His two sons died. Whoa. Asu insha the asra le kamei. The people of the city came to him. Omer lei. My hai. They said, what happened? Omer lehu. Hachi avimaisa. They said, he said, this is what happened. Omer lei. Bematusa minach. Puk me asrin. Please leave. Can't live here. V'lo tigri behumo son of anachinshi. You can't bring a... Maybe it wasn't your fault, but you can't be here because we're on a different level. That's the story of Kushta in Maseches Sanhedrin. They did not violate this Isser, today's Isser. Olo Sechachashu was not on their radar. Right? That's a Kushta, the Mida of MS. There's a beautiful thought that I mentioned in other shiurim related to the Gemara. The Gemara says elsewhere that the chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosam, his signet, is MS. The Gemara talks about in the Gemara we mentioned last week about the Sanhedrin, Dan Shekhes HaGadola, killing the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzahar for Avodah Zarah. So they knew there was a Pesach that came down from Shemayim that MS was written on it. Because MS is the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is in the Otzer HaTfilis, which is the Siddur with a lot of the older Siddur, that has a lot of the Mefarshim on Siddur, the Eitz Yosef, the Anaf Yosef. So on Shema, it said the Iyun Tfila, it's one of the Mefarshim there, quotes a Rav Pinchas, Baal Siddur Shahar Achamim, who says that Emes V'yatza V'nacham V'kayim V'yashar, all of those words are exactly parallel to Psukim in the first two parshas of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is parallel to Emes. V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol avavcha is parallel to V'yatziv. V'yahayu Adar Ma'ela is parallel to V'nachon. And he goes through how each one of them is parallel. Each word is parallel and a fulfillment and an emphasis and a repeat of the previous pasuk. And he says, that is why Emes is parallel to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because Chosam Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Kabbal Samach HaShemayim is a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate truth. The ultimate truth, the ultimate Emes. And that's why it's parallel. He says, Makbilim, he goes through each one. Makbilim el apsukim ba'ofan maskim l'darkenu. Lumas ha-pazak ha-rishon, ha-medaber b'yichur Hashem Yisparach, amar Emes. Chosam Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos Nun Hei, Sanhedrin Samach Dalet. Emes ha-dover hazesh Hashem Yisparach Echad. That he goes through each one. And the greatest thing is that he says he showed this vart to the Gra, and the Gra liked it. He says, the Gra likes one of your varts, your one-way ticket to Olam Haba, right there. Right? It says, the Iyun Tfila, he says, Kashir says, Varla Vrea Gra, Kalse. So it was a Rebbe Pinchas in the times of the Gra that got a Haskama on this vart from the Gra. But that's the Chosam Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. That's where Rav Schechter points out beautifully that if you look this is in his Sefer in, let me just find it here. In Siman Tes Zayin in Ikvei Atzon, Rav Schechter quotes that we usually split up mitzvos into two worlds. Ben Adam LaMakom, Ben Adam LaChavero. He says, the Gra says there are really three categories. Ben Adam LaMakom, Ben Adam LaChavero, and Ben Adam LaAtzmo. To man and himself, working on one's own personality. And that's the Gemara he quotes from Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Lamed, that if somebody wants to be a chassid, they have to work on three areas. Mili de Nezikin, that's Ben Adam Lachavero. Mili de Brachos, Brachos is Ben Adam Lamakom. And Mili de Avos, Pirkei Avos, following in the footsteps, that's working on myself. Those are the three areas of life that we have to work in. What is the root of working on our midos? So explains Rav Shachter, Nir Lomar, this is on page Pei Zion. The Kishabarak Adish Baruch Hu Adam Etzelem Elokim. When God created each person with Etzelem Elokim, Nata B'Tivo Kol Midos Av Yisbarach, Hashem gave him the potential to copy him, capital H. To copy. So you have Etzelem Elokim, you could be like me. We're going to get to the mitzvah later on, of copying God. The Hitel Kol Adam Yisrael Mitzvahs V'Alach T'Midrachav. Mahu Chanun V'Racham, Avato Chanun V'Racham. We have to copy Hashem. And we have the ability to copy Hashem because we have Etzelem Elokim. Klomar, Lihizaher Ba'atzmo Shalo L'Kalkel Atzamidos Ho'eli Kiyos Halalu Shehut Mubo'ez Beis Abriya. We naturally are connected to God and we just have to make sure not to ruin it. Make sure not to ruin it. And that is why he quotes the Rav, who said that everybody has a cheskas kashrus and they're ne'eman. We don't assume somebody is pasul eidus unless we know otherwise. Why is that? Because everybody at root has the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of MS. Chosamosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS, he implanted that chasima in every Jew. And that's why Yedechanim and Bisurin. Eidus is a higher level. That's when we need something. That's not regular ne'emanus. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted his chosam in every Jew, that's the Tzelem Elokim. Umida zu Elokis hutba ba'adam, bihi baro b'tzelem Elokim. And when we sin, we ruin this. And that's why we become pasul eidus, but that's the chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Tzelem Elokim, and that's the midah of MS. That's what they had in Kushta. They had that midah of MS par excellence. But now, again, we have to work on exactly how we can stay to the truth as well. He just continues over there that says maybe that's where Chesed Shel MS comes from. Chesed Shel MS, which is burying somebody. All chasadim are not called Chesed Shel MS. If I visit somebody in the hospital, if I machnes oreach, levayas orchem, none of that is called Chesed Shel MS. Only kvura. Why? Because that's without thinking about something in return. Right, everything else is not called a Chesed Shel MS because I do it for you, you do it for me. Kfur, he's not doing anything back for me. That's why it's called Chesed Shel MS, but on a deeper level, explains Rav Shechter, it's doing something which is purely based on following and copying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose meat is MS. That's why it's called the Chesed Shel MS. Because it's copying him, because it's not, burying the dead is not a Ben Adam HaChavero, according to this. It's Ben Adam La'atzmo. Because it's relating back to the MS midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in each and every one of us. So that's all related to MS and being truthful, which is the positive side of today's Isser of not lying and not denying having somebody else's money in my property. Okay? And it's one of the, it could be within the mitzvah of dinim, setting up a court system. Okay, let's continue. Says the Chinuch, Midini HaMitzvah, Mash Omer Zechar Nelavracha. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? Shahakofer bipikadon. If somebody denies having a pikadon, something that somebody gave me to watch, pasul eidus. I am automatically pasul eidus. If Adam come afterwards and say, what are you talking about? It was in his pocket. It was in his backyard. He knows about it. He lied. At that moment, I am pasul eidus. The af alpi shelo nishpa. Even though I never swore about it. We're going to get to tomorrow's mitzvah. Next week's mitzvah is about the swearing about not having somebody else's money. That's already going one step further. But even without that, the psul of eidus, a person loses their credibility right when they deny having somebody's item. Kofer b'pikadon pasul eidus af alpi shelo nishpa. And even if they did not swear. The Amr b'gemara, the Gemara even says about this, v'dafka da'amri sadi. Right, the only, if witnesses say, "Tiahi shaita havi pikadon bebeisei," if witnesses come and say that a pikadon was in his house at the time that he denied it, so then he's pasul. If he comes to court and says, "Well, I'm doing tshuva, it really was in my house, I lied," he's not going to be pasul eidus based on his own account. That's ein adam mesim atzma rasha. A person cannot declare themselves as a rasha. But in terms of, if there were witnesses, so then he will be pasul eidus. V'yasa pratem uvuaren b'mekomos mimeseches shvuas. The concept of kofer b'pigadon, the Rambam puts in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Gezeila. Perek Gimel of Hilchas Gezeila, the Rambam lists off all the quasi-gazlonim. Real gazlonim are, as we know, we discussed it in the last mitzvah. You go over to somebody and you grab something of theirs. That's a gazlan, which we didn't get to the Isser, we'll get to that by the Shem in a few days. A ganav is somebody who does it in stealth. But a gazlan, usually that's a maisa gzela. But there are other people who are called gazlanim, who aren't exactly gazlanim in the normal sense. In Hilchas Gezeila, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, Hasholeach Yad Bepikadon. If somebody uses an item that they're supposed to be guarding, I'm not a shoel. Let's say I'm a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. So I use the item. I don't want to steal it. I just wanted to use. I'm watching a guarding a rake for you. So I wanted to rake my leaves. So I go out and I use the rake without permission. That's sholeach yad bepikadon. Bein sheshalach yad ba'atzmo o al yidei beno v'avdo v'shlucho. Whether you yourself used it or you sent the shliach to use it. This is one of the three exceptions for ein shliach l'dvar avera. Right here. But sholeach bepikadon harei gazlan. You're a gazlan. Right when you use it. V'nischayev ba'onsav. And there are kinyani gzela. And you're chayev in onsin. If an earthquake happens after you use it, you're chayev. Chai, what do you mean? I'm a shomer sachar. No, the second that I use it, that is a gazlan. V'nasas akzela birshuso kedin kol gazlanim. What if you just thought about using it? That's a machlokas. Beishamai beisilol chashav l'shloach bo yad. That's at the end of a mafkin. Eino chayev bachriyuso ad sheyishloach yad. No, you're not chayev bachrayis until you actually were shaleach yad. Umishaleach yad is chayev bo afal bishalochasim in a klum. Even though you didn't depreciate it at all, you're still a gazlan. That is quasi-gazlan number one. It's not a real, regular case of gazlan. Shaleach yad bepikadon is considered a gazlan. Next case. Halacha yodalin. Hakofer bepikadon. Today's iser. That's the next one on the list. Bebezdin. If I deny having somebody's pikadon in court, imhaya bershuso be'esha kafar. If it was in my reshus at the moment that I denied it, nase alav gazlan. V'chayv ba'onsav. I'm a gazlan and I am chayv ba'onsin. Next. Third case. Hashoal shalomidas bailim. I go into your rishus and borrow something without your permission. Again, shol shalom idas, hare ze gazlan. Again, gazlan. All three are not gazlan in the normal sense, but they have the status of gazlan in halacha. Haya kliu biad beno, shol balabayis, obiad avdo, v'lacho echa meyem and ishtamishpo, hare ze shol shalom idas, v'nase bershuso, v'nischayev ba'onsa, v'chulu. And a fourth case, fourth quasi gazlan, hachotef mashkon miyad halove shelo bershus bezdin. You owe me money, and I lent it to you. I grab something from your rishus. I'm holding on to this until you pay me back. I forcibly take a mashkon without bezdin telling me, allowing me to take a mashkon. All four of those cases and others, but those four of those cases, harei ze gazlan av mishachaybo. He owes me money. I'm going to give it back when he pays me. What's the difference? What's the big deal? So I took an item of his without permission, but he owes me money. So the answer is no. Hareza Gazlan. There's a high standard of what you're allowed to do, or low tolerance of what one is allowed to do with other people's money. So those four cases, Sholech Yad Pipikadon, and Kofer Pipikadon, Shol Shalomidas, and Chotef Mashkon, those are the four cases that the Rambam quotes in Ilchas Gzela Perek Gimel as quasi Gazlanim. It's interesting to look at all of those that not all of them have the full halachas of gazlan. There are many halachas of gazlan. There's the isser of gazela. There's kinyanim of a gazlan. There are chiyuvim, chiyuv ba'onsin of a gazlan. Not all of those would have every halacha that applies to a gazlan. Also interesting is what we said, spoke about it in the last mitzvah, and that is why they all gazlanim and not ganavim. A lot of it took place in private. You don't even know about it. So that's what we discussed last time, because Geneva requires, is about the Maisa Geneva, Hotsa Mershus Bailam, and a lot of these cases didn't have a Hotsa Mershus Bailam. That's why there are Gazlan, which is focused on the Hefsid, Mamon, and the usage. Okay, that's all for that. Finishing up the mitzvah for a minute, and then we'll talk more about Pasul Eidus. This Isra applies always. Right, so this mitzvah applies to Bezman Hazeh, males and females. It doesn't have to do with Eidus. So it applies to women too. If a woman is supposed to be guarding, a woman could be a shomeret, right? And if she's a shomeret and she denies having somebody's item, she also violates the zisser of lo sachachashu. Or if she finds something of somebody's, whatever the case may be, if she has something that belongs to someone else. So this applies always to men and women. The over 11 kichesh ba'amiso, if somebody violates and denies having somebody else's item, bidavar shebemamon, monetary. Over Allah said, this isra is only monetary. It has nothing to do with money. If I deny knowing something, information that you need to know, but nothing to do with money, I don't violate this isra. This isra is only monetary. V'huka over al mitzvah zamelech. You violate mitzvah zamelech, aval ein bo malchus. You don't get malchus, as the Minchas Chinuch says on top, davi lav she'ein bo maisa. It is a lav she'ein bo maisa. Right, I just deny having it. It's an isser. Most isurim, most isurim only apply if there is an action, right? Most isurim, most of the 365, you only violate b'kum v'aseh. But once in a while, you get an isser b'shev v'altase. So this is one of them. Denying having somebody's money, that's an isser b'shev v'altase. So it's lav shem o'maisa, and therefore, one doesn't get malchus. The Minchas Chinuch also in Oz Beis discusses, does one also violate the aseh of midvar sheker tirchak? Right, staying away from falsehood. If you count that as a separate mitzvah of seder raisa, then you might violate that tier two. Imke nira dekan chus b'mash over alav over gambase. So if you say that's a mitzvah of say, telling the truth or staying away, there's an example of a mitzvah of say that you do by not doing something. Usually, mitzvahs of say are also have a maisa involved. But either way, that is related to why you don't get malchus, the lav shein bo maisa. Maybe we'll talk about in the next mitzvah on Sunday. I was going to get into a little bit, just to mention it now. The Rambam in Perek Tes and Yud of Hilchas Eidus discuss all the different types of psule Eidus. Right here today is a kofer b'vikadon. Kofer b'vikadon is a psule Eidus. Somebody denies having somebody's item, but there are many types. The Rambam lists off 10 types. The Rambam at his best in the categorization and the organization of many Gemaras in Masechet Sanhedrin. The Rambam says in Perek Tshi'i, Asara Mine Paslanasim. There are 10 people who are Pasul Eidus. Kol Misha Nimsa Bo Echan Mehem Ariz Pasul Eidus. If any of these 10 apply, you're going to be Pasul. And he lists off women, Avadim, Ketanim, Shotim. We're going to go through them as Hashem on Sunday, next mitzvah. They talks about the Daraises, that the Drabanans. We'll get into Mesachi Bekuvia and others as well. But that's the Rambam in Perek Tes and Perek Yud in Hilchas Eidus, the topic of Pasul Le'edus. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem, we will continue, Beth Hashem, next week with the next mitzvah of swearing that you don't have something that belongs to somebody else.